American Ninja Warrior is a sport that is really, I mean, it's prime time. And the things that these people are able to do is absolutely incredible. I mean, I work out at the gym, but what this guest that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk to in just a moment, is able to do, it blows my mind. So Daniel Gill, welcome to Charisma News. It's great to have you here. You are, whenever I think of American Ninja Warrior, you are the person that I think of. I don't see anybody else, but I just see you and your smiling face and that amazing head of hair that you have. So yeah. Daniel, welcome here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, John. I'm so excited to get to be with you and just share my story, talk about my testimony, and just really talk about what God is doing through this secular television show, but all the many ways that he's using it for ministry to impact the lives of literally millions of people who watch it on a regular basis. And, you know, I've been involved in the sport for 10 years now. I've done it longer than anything else in my life. And I've just watched God, you know, take the stewards that I've been, or the talents that I've been stewarding, rather, and use them for such incredible impact, not just within the four walls of a church, but outside in the secular arena. And it's been such a joy. One of the most, or the most fulfilling thing that I've gotten to do with my life is say yes to God every day and use every gift and talent that he's given me.
Well, I want to talk about your personal journey with the Lord in just a moment. But as we're recording this, the season finale of American Ninja Warrior just wrapped up the other day, and you completed the course, which is a miraculous, amazing thing by itself. So congratulations for that. But you were, what, 1 second too slow for the $1 million? Oh, my goodness. Tell me about that event and just that whole experience there.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, it's bittersweet to say the least. And yet at the same time, like from the get go, I never did Ninja Warrior for money, because honestly, I mean, 0.0001% of the athletes ever actually get any money. Mm-hmm. The drive and the draw is just to be on this TV show, to get to compete on the world's toughest obstacles, to showcase the world what you've got, or to, you know, bring awareness to whatever cause that you want to, you know, bring awareness to through the show and the platform. So for me, I said, God, I'm the kingdom ninja. Matthew 6:33 is the reason why I do it. I want to seek first the kingdom of God, live righteously, do the best that I can, and know that you're going to provide every need. Maybe not every want in the time frame that I desire it, but all my needs have always been met. And I prayed this year, I said, God, after coming so close in 2019 and losing on that rope climb, I said, God, Two things I'm praying for. One, I want my rematch on that rope. And two, I want to beat it because I fully believe that I am capable of it. And so as it came down to those final moments of this season, I was one of eight people to attempt stage four and one of only two to actually beat it this season, to finish it. And I did. And yet, I guess looking back, I'm like, okay, God, maybe I could have prayed for the $1 million.
Yeah.
But again, God's got more than a million different ways to put any amount of money into my bank account for kingdom purposes. My job is to steward what I have, to walk by faith, to trust in him, trust that, you know, whatever the results, he can work them out for good. He can work them together for good. He can comfort me in any situation so that I can comfort others. And whatever valley of shadow of death I might go through in life, he's going to be with me. I don't have to fear. So at the end of the day, I know that I can do it. I did what I wanted to do. I got exactly what I prayed for. And you better believe I'm going to come back stronger next year and hopefully get yet another attempt. We'll have to watch and find out. But it's a joy. And yet another, you know, journey or leg of my testimony walking with the Lord through American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. So I want to talk about how you started this journey for, I grew up watching American Gladiators, but this is like the next level. I mean, you are pushing your physicality to an extreme level. I mean, just some of the things that I'm going to try to put a clip in here. So just some B-roll of you running and jumping and just, I don't even know how to describe some of these obstacles that you have to do. How do you even train for some of this stuff? Or how did you originally first say that, hey, I want to do that?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, honestly, you know, the Bible talks about we're knit together in our mother's womb. Like God formed us, fashioned us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And for me, I grew up and I was the monkey boy in my family of five. I was the athlete. I climbed on everything. I played about every sport possible. And as you know, athletic and amazing and talented as I've gotten nowadays, I was never that good at sports growing up. I was never the strongest, never the fastest, never the most naturally gifted, but I was super competitive and gave my heart to the Lord at a young age as a kid. Grew up in a Christian environment, had amazing pastors and leaders in my life to help me avoid so many pitfalls in life. But in my high school years, I, in addition to being an athlete, got into like parkour, free running, got a Bowflex home gym. I took ownership of my health and wellness, my health. I said, God, I've got one body. I want to take care of it. I want to be physically capable of doing anything that you call me to do, anything that you ask me to do. And at that time in my life, I said, God, I know I'm a Christian. I know that my faith is in Jesus, in Christ alone, and what he did for me. And what he continues to do for me every day, taking me from glory to glory, faith to faith. I said, God, I know that I've given you my heart, but from this day forward, as like a 14-year-old, I said, God, I'm going to give you my life. From this day forward, I'm not going to live off of just the faith of my pastors or my parents. This is my walk with you. I'm choosing to make you the Lord of my life. And I'm not just going to go to church because that's expected of me. I want to learn who you are, what you're about, your character and your nature. I'm going to get in the Word of God because I want to know your prescribed method of living this life. And so everything radically changed for me in high school. I said, God, everything that I am is yours. My good, but also my bad and ugly. My hopes and my dreams, but also my fears and my doubts and my insecurities. I'm going to pick myself back up because I know the righteous fall seven times, but they get back up. And I'm going to trust you with every gift, every talent, every measure. Now, I grew up watching Ninja Warrior back when it was in Japan, Sasuke. Okay. And they had American Ninja Warrior when I was in high school. And I said, God, that would be so cool. But I live in a big family. We're all homeschooled. They don't film TV shows in Houston, Texas. That would never happen. So just whatever. I'm just going to pursue you. Graduated, went to a 2-year school of ministry, got to travel the world, see signs, wonders, miracles, places like Bulgaria, Japan, Malaysia, Honduras, Rome, Italy. Just it ruined me for normal life, John. And I said, God, life with you is the most fulfilling, most gratifying, most satisfying, and most impactful life I could have ever dreamed of. God, if I've never said it before, I'll say it again right now. My life is yours. Take with it, do what you want. And then my job ended, which was like answering phones at a company. And I went to my friends in prayer at my Bible school. I said, guys, can we pray about this? I need help. I need direction. I need guidance. They prayed with me. And literally the next day, a friend of mine in my tiny Bible school, like 20 students, he said, hey, I work at a gym you might be interested in. And I said, no, I don't lift weights. I do calisthenics, body weight exercises, push-ups, pull-ups, running, climbing, jumping, all that. Thanks, but no thanks. And he said, well, no, it's not a regular gym. Have you ever seen that show Ninja Warrior? Well, I work at the only gym in Houston that trains people for the TV show. And I was blown away. And I said, oh my gosh, yes, let's go. It was almost like this light bulb moment where God said, okay, follow me and delight yourself in me first and foremost. And watch how these other desires that are in your heart, watch how I bring them to fruition.
Oh, good.
Psalm 37:4, you know? And so I got there, miraculously got a job at a local gym here in Houston, began training, tried 2 years of trying, auditioning, and getting rejected on the show before I finally got my shot. But when I did get my chance and my opportunity in 2015, I had the fastest time, went on to become Rookie of the Year, and now, you know, 9 years later, have achieved total victory and completed every course on there.
Wow. So these courses, let's describe a little bit about the courses and the training that goes into that, because it's hard to, you know, Ninja Warrior, you just think about like, you know, movies, unless you've seen the TV show, American Ninja Warrior, you're just kind of like, okay, I know kind of what a ninja is. But like, what is it that you're actually doing and how do you train for it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's obstacle course racing. So technically I'm an OCR athlete, like an obstacle course racing athlete. And so what Ninja Warrior is, it started out as a Japanese game show, if you can believe that, where, you know, the athletes and competitors have to get from the starting platform and go across a series anywhere from, you know, 6 to 10 different obstacles in succession to try to get to the finish buzzer at the very end. And so you're running across steps, you're jumping, you're swinging off of ropes, you're jumping up bars, jumping over hoops and hurdles, and running up curved walls, sometimes up to 18 and a half feet before you get to the finish buzzer at the end. And so it, of all the sports I've ever done, this is the most difficult, because what you see on the show when you watch us compete is the very first time that we touch any of those courses. Mm. So you have to be so physically capable, but then so good at doing something perfectly the very first time. And so it's a whole, you know, obstacle in and of itself to be able to show up and do what you plan in your head the very first time. And so these gyms that are popping up all across the nation, we will replicate obstacles that we've seen on the show. But of course, every year they have brand new obstacles that have never been seen before. And you'll see some of the fastest and some of the best ninjas go down early each year because just the thing didn't move the way they thought, didn't feel the way they thought it would. And, you know, I'll be the first to say that these courses are so physically demanding with your grip strength or with how far you have to jump or the dismounts getting off to the platforms. It's truly a spectacle when you watch it, and some of the most incredible feats of athleticism that you will see anywhere. And I'm blessed to be a part of it. And literally I look back and I say, God, thank you for my background, because everything that I've done in my life leading up to this, God, was preparation. Everything from athleticism to me having a background in theater, because it is a production on the show. I mean, there's interviews, there's B-rolls, there's hero shots, and you have the lights and the cameras and the audience, and you have to be able to stay focused and not get distracted or let your heart rate spike out of control. It's a whole thing, but I'm so blessed to be doing it. I'll continue doing it as long as I can.
Amen. You know, Daniel, as you're talking about this, just the concept of deja vu is something that's popping into my head. And so I just want to ask, like, have you ever felt like God's given you a vision of a course to come or how to do something in the moment, like right before that's like, how does God speak to you, I guess, in those moments where you're literally on this obstacle course? How are you connecting with God in those moments?
Yeah. Oh man. And you'll see it too when you watch me compete on the show. Like when I step up to the starting line, I always lift my hands up and I always say a prayer, and I say, God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you that I get to do something that brings not only fulfillment and joy to me as an athlete, but also, God, giving me an opportunity to shine for you. Just like Jesus said, let your light shine before others so that they see you. But then they give glory where it's due. They give glory to God in heaven. And so when I'm standing there, I pray and I say, Lord, I've got a plan. I believe that I've trained hard enough. I train as a professional athlete. I know that I've got what it takes physically. But Lord, there's new obstacles here. You know, I have a plan, but it might not always go according to plan. Lord, give me the ability to be adaptable in this moment on this course. God, if I hit a buzzer, Lord, I'm going to give you all the glory and show people what it looks like to win. But if I fall or fail, God, give me the grace to show others what it looks like to do that, to fall, but then to get back up and show others to get back up, show them what it looks like to get back up and move forward and allow God to use those moments as well. And so as I'm running through the course, like if things, you know, go smoothly, I'm just like, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. This is going great. This is awesome. Or sometimes if things are, you know, getting out of hand or I'm getting confused or caught up, then I'm like, okay, Lord, like help. I need help. I need help right now. And God has always been so faithful to one, lead me with peace. I'm never freaking out when I run these courses. You know, I've got friends that just literally will run off, throw up, and then compete because they're just that's how the anxiety and the nerves are. But for me, anytime those nerves begin to come up, I literally just cast them on God and I say, Lord, I don't want to deal with this. I know who you are. I know who I am, whose I am, and why it is that I'm here in the first place. My identity is not in a result. My identity is not in performance. My identity is in you. And having the opportunity to do something I love and to point others to you through this. So then it's like this carefree, this joy filled, and it always shows because I have a big smile beaming from ear to ear every time I compete. And that's kind of what it's like for me whenever I do compete. It's just, I bring God into it. It just like Psalm or Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, in all of my ways, I'm acknowledging God. I'm thanking Him for His presence with me and knowing that He's going to direct my paths.
Amen. Amen. You know, you talk about that in your book, the whole anxiety and you wrestling with that. And so you talk about that in your book. So let's talk about your book. You've got a lot of stuff in this book, which is called Kingdom Ninja, A Warrior's Guide to Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Health. What inspired you to write this book? I mean, you're on TV, you're training all the time. I'm sure you're helping other people.
Yes.
And you're active in your church, I know, because I've seen videos of you playing bass for your worship team with the caption, "I learned bass because we needed a bass player." And that's how I started playing the guitar myself with my worship team. So but I really think that's pretty cool. But why did you write this book and what's the inspiration for that?
Yeah. Oh man, John, it came out of a place of need from those around me. You know, I've been an elite level ninja warrior, like OCR athlete for years and years with great success and even better consistency. Mm. And so I've been given opportunities. I mean, my full-time, you know, career other than an athlete is, you know, getting into public speaking, whether I'm speaking at churches or schools about overcoming obstacles, you know, even anti-bullying, whatever the needs of that school are, even doing like keynote messages. And I'm doing a lot of speaking. And while I'm at these places, people will pull me aside afterward and say, "Hey, can you talk more about this? Can you talk more about just being healthy? Can you talk more about getting off the couch and starting some sort of physical routine? Or, hey, I heard you preaching about, you know, how the peace of God or the fruits of the Spirit or the way that God can work all things together for good. You have all these verses that you share and you know the Word of God really well. Can we talk more about it?" So I began to see a need of just those around me that watch the show, those that follow me in my life. And I said, "God, I can only talk to so many people at a time. Lord, what can I do? How can I create something that blesses more than just the person that I'm right in front of at this moment?" And so then I was given an opportunity, literally another miracle, I consider. A publishing company hit me up and said, "Hey, we love what you do. We love who you are. We love your platform and see God moving. Would you like to do a book with us?" A couple of books, in fact. And I, as soon as they said it, something in me sparked and said, "Yes, that's what I need to do right now with this season of my life." So I sat down. I literally just prayerfully put all of my knowledge, all of my experience, all of my history and my testimonies, everything from you know, taking ownership of my physical health, and then taking ownership of my mental health and wellness, and then taking ownership of my spiritual health and wellness and spiritual maturity that I've just walked through all these years of walking with the Lord. And I said, "God, help me put this into a book." Mm-hmm. And it was like Holy Spirit was just speaking to me day in and day out. And I could not be more proud of how this book turned out. And whether you're an elite level athlete or just someone who is a fan of the show and wants to take better care of their own bodies, this book is for everybody. And, you know, whether you're an athlete or you more so just care about, you know, your mental health and awareness or your spiritual health, there's so many different parts, so many different components. I give a lot of my own personal biography and background and history of what God has done working with me through my life. And I think regardless of who you are or your own athletic or personal goals, everybody can get so much out of this book.
Yeah.
So it was, we just launched about a month ago and I could not be more happy with how it turned out.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, you're an inspiration to so many people. And I know that a mutual friend of ours, Doug Stringer, told me about an experience that he was able to connect you with a young boy named Liam, who it's kind of like a make-a-wish kid. And by the grace of God, he is cancer-free today. But you know, just tell me about this experience where you got to be somebody's make-a-wish.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just with the notoriety of being on TV, there are so many people that look at my life, so many young people that look to me as an example, as a role model, as a leader. And from day one, when I first started competing on Ninja Warrior, I said, God, I recognize this platform. God, this isn't just about me and my own goals as an athlete. This platform is about every single person whose life is going to be affected by me, by my success, by my loss, by who I am and the integrity that I carry on this TV show. And so, you know, to have an experience or an opportunity with someone like Liam to say, hey, you know, I'm going through such a difficult season, such a difficult health crisis, and all I want to do, my biggest thing is if I could go train with my Ninja Warrior heroes at a gym and overcome some other obstacles physically, man, I think that'll help me overcome these obstacles in my health. And so when they reached out to me and said, hey, we've got a Make-A-Wish experience. We want to run like a ninja course with you at a local gym. Would you be willing to do that? Mm-hmm. And to me, it was like, God, there's no greater life than to take a moment from the busyness or from chasing after you and your goals that you've given me, God, but to take a moment for the one, the person right in front of me that has come here and said, hey, can we talk? Can we overcome these challenges? And to be there for Liam in such a crucial, pivotal moment in his life is something that I will never forget, and a moment that by the grace of God, he will never forget either. Mm-hmm. Look back and say, I got through that and I overcame those courses with Daniel Gill, but also in my health. And I'll never forget that. And I hope he never forgets that either, that God is always with us through every single obstacle that we face, be it physical, be it emotional, be it mental, be it spiritual. He is with us in those moments. He's a God who cares, and he's a God who knows our pain and walks with us through those situations. So to get to do that with Liam was amazing. And he's one of many testimonies of a similar nature where I got to share my life with others and help them overcome their challenges.
Yeah. Daniel, as we're coming to a close with our time here today, I'm just encouraged by listening to you talk, and I can just see the Holy Spirit just all over you as you're talking, and the joy of the Lord on your face. God is using you in an amazing way, and you have this platform. It would be really easy to get caught up in your own strength. You know, my wife and I have been reading through the Bible in a year. You know, we just got married in December, and so our first year we are going through the Bible together. It's a great foundation, but it's something that one thing I've noticed, especially in the Old Testament, guys that relied on their own physical strength or their outward appearance, you know, like King Saul and all these other guys, they got caught up and they were prideful, and they are they stopped relying on the Lord. You seem like you've got a great head on your shoulders and you're staying humble. What advice can you give to people that might be at the top of their game or working towards the top of their game, but pride seems to puff up their life?
Yeah. I mean, man, lay it down daily is what I would say, in the same way that I wake up every single day and I train myself in godliness. I try to have the first thing that comes out of my mouth say, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for another miraculous breath of air coming into my lungs. I start my day off with the Lord. And thankfully, with the sport that I'm involved in, it is the most humbling sport you could ever attempt, because you never know what you're going to get. And even the slightest break in focus will send you down into the water and end your season. And so humility is something that by the grace of God and because of the sport that I'm in has been heavily just drilled into me from day one. Not only that, but because I was such a competitive person growing up, my family, my friends, and my wife, anytime my head starts to get even the slightest bit, they pop that bubble so fast, because they know me. They know, yes, the good parts about my life. They know my strengths, but they also know my weaknesses. And so in any area of my life where they begin to see a weakness of mine start to manifest, they say, hey, no, we love you too much to let you stay down this offshoot that you're trying to take. No, we love you. We're not going to be yes men, Daniel. We're going to be no man. We're going to keep you in check. And they do that to me because I've given them access to my life. I have people that I trust, people that I know that know the good, but know the bad, and keep me accountable. And again, I try very hard. Like every day I recommit, rededicate my life to the Lord and say, God, I can't live off of yesterday's faith because today's problems are too big for that. God, give me exactly like Jesus said to pray. Give me today my daily bread. Give me exactly what I need for today's obstacles in whatever form that they take. And with that type of mindset, that type of mentality and training yourself in godliness to say, every day I'm going to choose to make this decision. And it becomes a habit. It becomes second nature. And it becomes so much easier to fall, fail, make mistakes, but say, that's not who I am. That's not what defines me. I'm defined by my walk with the Lord. And I'm going to be the first to get back up, the first person to repent and start walking back the direction that God is leading me to and called me to. So that's what I would say for any of those that are chasing after dreams. Stay humble. Keep that humility as one of the number one things in your life, because we live in a broken world where we have free will. We can choose to make mistakes. We will stumble and fall. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter, the finisher of our faith, and watch how quickly he'll mature us and grow us to where yesterday's problems don't have to affect us today.
Amen. Amen. As we're wrapping up here, I just want to encourage people to check out Kingdom Ninja, a warrior's guide to physical, mental, and spiritual health. You can go to kingdom-ninja.com to find out more about Daniel Gill and all the things that he's doing. Because he is a kingdom ninja. He is an American Ninja Warrior, but he is he is really focused on advancing the kingdom of God with the gifts and talents that God has given him. Daniel, as we're wrapping up here, would you just pray for people that are inspired by what you're talking about here and how they want to take their next step with the Lord?
Yeah, absolutely, John. I'd be happy to. Well, Lord, we just come before you and we are full of gratitude first and foremost. Lord, thank you for the lives that we live. Thank you for the breath in our lungs, God. Thank you for each and every new day that we are given, where we have the opportunity and the choice to pursue you, to pursue the kingdom of God above all else, God. And I pray that for those listening right now, God, that whatever you've called each of us to in any sphere of life, be it health, wellness, the arts, entertainment industry, God, being leaders in various industries, God, even in our families, even amongst our friends, amongst our peers, at our jobs, God, I pray that we would recognize that you are with us, that you are for us, that you have good plans for us, and you can redirect us whenever we fall, fail, or act in the flesh, God. All it takes is running back to you, and you can redirect things for us. God, I pray that the goals that we have will just be given to you, God, that the steps that we're taking each day to reach those goals, God, would first be gone to you. Oh, that we take and we live our lives based on how we feel you call us to, that you lead us to these. God, I pray for grace and I pray for favor over every single person listening to the sound of my voice right now. Grace and favor to do what you've called us to do, to be who you've called us to be. Each one of our lives is going to look as unique as you've made us, God, because each of us were formed and fashioned uniquely. None of us are the same. So, and none of our callings are the same either. So God, I pray that we would celebrate each other with where you've called us, how you've positioned us. We're not called to look exactly like each other, but we are called to walk faithfully with Jesus, hand in hand with our Father God each and every day. So I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Daniel Gill, it's been great to be able to talk with you. I look forward to connecting again and definitely after you win next season. Yeah.
Thank you, John. I appreciate just the opportunity to get to encourage, inspire, and point people to Jesus today.
Amen.